into Old Navy. One day only, today. Get 50% off all sweaters for the family, including all cozy crew necks and fabulous Fair Isles. Hurry, it's just one day only, today, at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Hurry, ends tonight. Valid 2/18, excludes in-store clearance.
Welcome to the Chew Bomb Podcast with your hosts, Marcus and Marisol. We are strong, powerful, disciplined. We are cheerleaders.
Hello.
Hey, Marisol.
Podcast number 5.
Hey.
Yay. We're back in the Prius.
We are.
I'm fine with it.
You know, I really dig it. I will tell you that the last time we were in here, I had my leg folded and it fell asleep and it was sleeping for a good 20 minutes.
Sorry. Feel free to move.
No, but like, I'm comfortable. This is good.
You can move it back too.
Oh, ooh.
To give a visual, no, he's in the front seat and I'm in the back seat.
I can't move it back anymore.
Oh, well, we could switch it
tall
up next
people
time.
Props.
Sean, the producer, said the audio is better from in here than it was in my home. There's a high-pitched sound, and I've had this from my previous podcast. We don't know what it is. It might be the refrigerator. I don't know what it is. But they get it out, so it doesn't, you don't hear it on the listeners don't hear it, but it costs him, you know, time and us money.
So the Prius is, and I dig it.
It was sweet because Lola and I have gotten into this rhythm where we've been listening to the podcast in its entirety on the drives up, which is how I've envisioned
it. That's how this is supposed to work.
So it feels sweet. And plus, yeah, we don't have to deal with Jeffrey and me cursing. I was listening to the outtakes. I was trying to listen to the interview that we have for today. And I was listening to the outtakes of one of our podcasts, and I'm just like cursing up a storm because of the dog.
It was funny. I was laughing. I enjoyed it.
So let's catch up.
Yes.
What a week. Holy moly.
Oh my goodness. We had
the launch of
our emojis.
That was exciting. That was crazy.
They first showed up on the Apple App Store. And then at first we were crazy excited about that. 24 hours later, showed up in Google Play. And
why? Okay, so we were at a competition.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to be super respectful of when you're coaching. And but you are the social media guru of our, because I'm not, like I was telling you prior to the, you know, I'm a marketer. I have extensive history in marketing, but social media is like the wild, wild west. They keep changing the rules, algorithms. You know, we can't get analytics from Apple.
It's a whole new world.
But we were at the competition. We launched the product and you have several teams. So I was like, I was on deck.
You were on it.
I was IT support. I was sales. I was social media while trying to be a mom, which I kind of didn't do as good a job. The balance thing, I'll tell you about that. Yeah. But so we launch it. I'm at the competition. We're engaging and you just see it, you know, it going.
The numbers were going.
Going up and up and up. And I was just, here's the thing. What made me and what continues to make me happy is not only with the emoji keyboards and the podcast, also the podcast is when a cheerleader or a parent says to me, I've been waiting for this. This is what I, you know, why wasn't there a podcast before? Oh my God. I can't, like people were, you know, taking pictures with the emojis and I've been waiting for this.
That was so exciting.
Every single one of those just fed my heart. It's just like, 'cause that's what, you know, when people are like, well, what's the product? When we were thinking about it, I was like, I want to fill in the empty spots of, you know, of this industry as far as like, why isn't there, you know, a podcast? Well, now you have a podcast.
Boom.
Inside cheerleading.
Why aren't there emojis? Boom.
Yeah.
Got you. We are here for you guys.
And it's the thing is, the cheerleading community has been just beyond kind. Beyond kind.
Absolutely.
I mean, the people that we've had on the podcast, the people who've promoted for us, everything has been wonderful. And I'm grateful to you. I sent you some love bomb today.
Yeah, you did.
I'm grateful for everyone who downloaded the emoji app. We got to number two. And I, you know, right now it's what? Today's Tuesday.
Yes.
So I think we're out of the top 10 right now, but we were number two Sunday and we have NCA this weekend.
This coming weekend.
And I want to get to number one so freaking bad.
So bad.
I want Apple to look at the data and be like, who's this cheer bomb? They have emoji. Oh, maybe we should get a cheerleader in our emoji keyboard. Like, yeah. I want them to take notice of this industry.
Yeah.
You know,
because we're huge.
We need to make the cheer emoji keyboard number one this week.
Apple, we're coming for you.
So I think we haven't figured it out yet. We're trying to figure out a smart, fun hashtag to promote this weekend. But yes, we do have tons of ideas of how we're going to do it. This weekend is going to be all about swag. All about swag.
Oh my gosh. And we just got some new shirts in.
We got some new shirts.
So we're so excited to show everyone and to give them out.
We've got some bath bombs coming in. How cute is that?
Pop sockets.
Pop sockets to go with the technology, the digital brand that we are. pens, water bottles. We've got some swag. So you posted something today about anyone who's going to be at NCA, let us know. We've gotten a few DMs from that.
Yes.
And
that happened fast also. Like, our engagement, like, the responses that we've gotten from, like, everybody is so, like, awesome. It's, like, it's so, like, effortless.
It's, I'm so grateful.
The cheerleading community is so awesome.
You know, at the competition this weekend, when there's a couple special needs groups that came out and did their cheers, and the crowd would get up every single time give them a standing ovation, and you felt it. It wasn't like, and I was just thinking, I'm not a cheerleader, but I'm so grateful I'm getting to be a part of this industry. And the people are even with me not being, I tried, oh my God, Marcus, I tried to study and I watched videos and I was trying to figure out like back handspring. Out. I can't do it. But
those
they look
exceptional athletes. That is literally my favorite division. The fun that they have. They have so much fun out there.
Those co-eds. I literally could watch those. Or maybe not all day, but at least 20 minutes.
At least 20 minutes.
I can focus.
My favorite division is probably large senior all girl.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're going to get kicked out of the male cheerleader club.
I know.
I love male cheerleaders. And
me too. But I don't know. Like,
that's just the one that speaks to you. The itty bitties also touched my heart this weekend because I was thinking about, you know, the itty bitties came on and they're so adorable and so cute. And everyone's just like, oh, you know. And I'm like, out of that group, what, maybe 1, 2, 3 keep going.
Yeah.
And 5 years from now, our podcast will still be in the world, in the iCloud.
Yeah, in the cloud.
And one of these little bitties might be, you know, because what happens with podcasts is when people become fans, they tend to listen to all of them, you know? So at some point, she, you know, one of those little bitties will be listening to our number one podcast with Kennedy Thames.
Yeah.
You know, 5 years from now.
Ow. And hopefully people aren't going to be like, who's Kennedy Thames?
I think, honestly,
no, she's going to live on just like
I don't know. Some people I'm sure will move on to different parts of their lives. And,
yeah.
You know, life is about change and growing and evolving. But I think a lot of these supreme athletes will always have. I can't imagine them not having some sort of foot in this industry. And you know, she's brilliant as a business person. I've been dealing with her. I mean, she's 17, and with the brains that she has for business, the world is her oyster.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So, and everyone has been so gracious and nice. But you know, I do want to say, I want to take a minute and say, the podcast is not just for, you know, the celebrities.
Absolutely not.
Or even the coach celebrities. Like we have some great people coming lined up. We've got
Robert Siena's coming on,
and I'm doing the gesture for the one-handed. I saw her at Majors doing that one-handed. Am I saying it wrong?
Bethany.
Yeah. But she did that, right? She did a base one-hand.
Oh, she does a TikTok. I'm sorry. That's like a completely different language. She has no idea.
I swear, I feel like I'm in calculus class when people talk. Well, like I can visually see everything and appreciate it. When they talk cheer, I feel exactly like I felt in high school in calculus. In AP calculus, I'd sit there and I'm like, I have no idea what people are.
Well, I wasn't even in that class, so I'm not even going to like say anything about it.
So the emoji keyboard launched. It was a wonderful launch. Thank you. I'm just going to be honest. We did not have it in our mind that we weren't thinking about rankings. We were really not.
Not at all.
So when I got that first message telling us that at first we were number 3 in utilities, I was beyond excited. So, but now I really want to hit number 1 at some point next weekend.
I have a feeling because NCA is, if not just as big, like maybe a little bigger.
Yeah. What? Cheer Sport was last weekend. Who won? Do you know?
There were so many divisions.
There's so many.
My team did win their division. I'm not gonna put any favoritism out there and throw out any names.
Oh really? No.
But my team won their division, and I'm excited. And I guess
why don't you want to tell us who it is?
I can spill a little tea. And I did ask my cousin to bring me a jacket.
Oh, okay.
So, y'all remember.
So, wait, did Darnell's team, did
yeah,
they do
yeah, a couple of Darnell's team won jackets.
Okay, awesome.
So, Darnell has an extra one. Darnell Harris, I know you're listening. It's cold. I need a jacket.
So, Darnell was our second guest on the podcast.
Yes.
So, sweet. But then, that wasn't it. So, that wasn't all the excitement of the weekend.
No.
So my little bitty Lola, the whole reason I'm in this, so I'm going to tell a story of my wonderful parenting of this weekend. So we're at the competition. She's on 2 teams and we're at, in Chapel Hill. So
yes.
We don't go on deck. We don't go in the hole. You basically just watch from the stands.
Yeah.
And, her first team goes on, and to me, they look great. I was like, they look fabulous because they look great. Couldn't tell you. I'm, you know, have glasses, and from that far back, they all look the same to me. I was like, yeah, they look great. So she gets back, and I'm like, oh, you did great. She looks at me. She gives me this look. She's like, I tripped over so-and-so's foot. And
in a cartwheel.
In a cartwheel. She was like, 13 and over, I can say pissed, right?
Yeah.
Okay, she was pissed. And I was again, like, the failed cheerleading mom, but I didn't know. I'm like, oh, you did right. She goes on, does the second team. I see it. I do cheer and I see it. But I'm also in the middle of, like, high-intensity discussions with someone with their app.
Yeah.
Downloading of their app, trying to help them. What I did miss...
the big end.
The bad parenting moment was, so I'm on my phone the whole competition. Like, I'm talking to some friends. I'm talking to the girls on the team. You know, Lola has a great group of friends she's running around with. The gym had a great day, and we're at the last award ceremony, and I have to charge my phone because I've had to charge it basically all day long. I've been on it. So I'm back there charging, dealing with the cheer bomb launch. They do awards. I miss the announcement. They freaking came in first.
Yeah.
That's not even the worst part. So I miss the you know how awards are written, guys. Yeah. Freaking forever. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh my God, when is it going to be over? When are they going to announce the team? And one of the other moms is like, isn't she on Stingrays? And I'm like, yeah. They're like, they won first place. They won. What is it, the second thing they won? They won.
Grand champion.
Grand
level
champion,
two.
Which you might have to explain to me what that is because I don't know what it is.
They got the highest score in the level two, in like all the level two divisions.
So I missed that. And so at first I told all the moms around me, like, shh, we're not telling all of this. But then, you know, we had a 2-hour ride back. So I kind of fessed up. And she was. She's a sweetheart because she knows I was working. You know, she's like, Mom, you know, come on. You're like killing it here. Cheerleading mom. Like, you're just a different type of cheerleading mom. You start companies.
Like, you start, we build empires.
You get the number two in the app store. You don't know what a TikTok is. I do know what a TikTok is in yoga. I don't know what the TikTok is.
What's a TikTok in yoga?
It's sort of you get into a back bend and then you, your legs kind of go
rotate around. Really?
Yeah.
A TikTok is when you stand on one foot in cheerleading, stand on one foot, and then you switch to the other one.
Yeah, yoga's harder. No. But that's like advanced. That's like, I don't even know what level series in a certain type of yoga. So that was the weekend. It was an exciting weekend.
It was such an exciting
weekend. It was a great weekend. And you and I got to celebrate Sunday.
Yeah, we did. I posted some stuff on Snapchat. We had mimosas. That's the way. It's a day off.
You've got to celebrate. You got to celebrate the good stuff.
Absolutely.
You got to. So that was fun. You got to meet some of my friends who love you, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, they listened to the podcast.
They did.
Have no absolute ties to cheerleading at all. And they're like, he's a natural. I'm like, yeah.
Oh,
he's
that makes me feel good.
Yeah. One of my friends, she probably won't listen to the podcast, which I love this. I love that it's a cheerleading podcast because I can probably pull more from my personal references because my friends and won't be listening. But one of them used to be a regular co-host with me in another version or another podcast. And, so I was like, oh, that's kind of awkward. It's like the ex-girlfriend meeting with the new boyfriend. No, she's incredibly supportive, and I'm sure I'll work with her.
I had a great time.
In the future. So we are picking our February challenge winner. Submissions are done.
Yes.
We will announce it on Sunday, right?
The 25th.
Yes. So the winner for the February Love Bomb Challenge will be announced Sunday.
We've gotten some awesome stuff.
Some of them are so sweet. Oh my God. I love it. You know what the challenge has done for me? It's kind of like an anchor. Like in everything that's happening with the podcast, the emoji keyboard, all the, you know, promotion and promos and buying stuff, the challenge is kind of my anchor, like, oh, okay, what are we about again?
This is what it's about.
Yeah. So we've had some great ones, and we appreciate everyone that submitted.
Absolutely.
March challenge, we'll talk about that at the outro. But that one's coming up, and I'm excited for that. This week on the podcast, we have
Nicole Stevenson.
I cannot wait for them to listen to this podcast. When we taped this podcast, we tend to tape a lot in a day. So I believe if I'm right, she was the last one of the day, or maybe not. No, she wasn't the last one, but I remember when we finished taping, looking at you, like going like, I'm blown away. Like she.
No, absolutely. I'm pretty sure I like started to cry.
So it's a beautiful podcast, and the, word that seems to be circling for me with, you know, Nicole's interview as well as just a lot that's going on in life is resiliency.
Yes.
That's what I wanted to take us into discussing a little bit before Dear Marcus and Marisol. Because I feel like, you know, we both have talked about this off the mic. This is not a political podcast.
Yeah.
We don't want our opinions. This isn't Facebook. Go post on Facebook your personal. I do. My personal Facebook. Uh-huh. This isn't what this show is about. But it is about conversation. It is about depth. And it is about how what we have in common more than what we have in differences. And last week was a hard week leading up to competition this weekend because of what happened in Florida on Valentine's Day.
That was so sad.
That was just, it was just, so as a mom, that happened on Valentine's Day. I just wanted to take a minute and say to the other moms, and I know that their dad's there, but I actually haven't had a dad come up to me and say they listen to the podcast. I've had several moms. Yeah. I just had this overwhelming desire to say, you know, we need to take care of ourselves. We need to take care of our emotions. Be very aware of how much we're consuming of this tragedy. And what I mean by that is I'm not saying, you know, shut off the TV and not pay attention and, you know, dig your head in the sand. I'm not. But what I'm saying is after however many minutes of news that you've watched to get the information you need, how much more do you need to watch? Because I think some of us can get into a loop where we sit there for 20, you know, the 24-hour news cycle, and we just start consuming and consuming. And, you know, I'm 44. I remember Columbine. You know. And I was thinking about this, and I wrote about it personally. I feel as a country, we have gone from trauma to trauma to trauma to trauma. And no one is really talking about healing from traumas way back.
Yeah.
We just move on to the next one and we move on to the next one. And I feel very strongly that we need to start having the conversation aside from the, you know, this particular issue, everything, 9/11, all the things that have happened. We need to start framing the conversation. How do we heal? The emotional healing, not the politics, not the specific issue of these mass shootings, but how do we heal? How do we have conversations with our kids about this? And that's what I want to talk about, because these kids out there, they're the ones experiencing, you know, my kids, all of them have grown up with mass shootings being the norm.
Like in their like age.
Yeah.
This is sad.
Yeah. And I, you know, 2 days after this last shooting, I had my oldest daughter in the car with me and I was dropping her off to school, and it's like, it suddenly hit me. Like Wednesday when it happened, I'm very protective of myself, and I'm like, because I'm a bit of an empath, so I can consume too much and feel like, you know, whatever the emotion is very strongly. So if I'm sitting there watching tragedy, I will be all consumed. So I learned that after Sandy Hook, like, get the information you need and check out, but take care of myself emotionally, me. And then I can show up for my kids better. And that Friday, I just burst into tears. And I knew that other mothers were feeling that. Regardless of what you think about the situation, universally, 100%, no one can see what happened and not feel the pain and suffering of those parents, mm-hmm. of those siblings, of that community. So my heart's and thoughts and prayers have been with that community.
Absolutely.
And I think it's also, I just want to have that conversation, you know, that be very aware of what you consume. how much you consume of it. At what point have you received enough information that you can change the channel and not sit there? And you know, that was something sweet about cheerleading, because I don't really have an Instagram anymore, because I'm on official cheer bomb all the time.
All the time.
So it was nice not to, that I didn't see much in my feed.
Yeah.
Other than prayers and thoughts. And that felt good. It felt good to shut off my Facebook for a while. It felt good to, when I realized I needed to take a moment, I actually that day went out and had lunch, you know, treated myself to walked. It was a beautiful day here in Wilmington. Took a walk. I really just took care of my needs, is what I'm saying.
And you need that sometimes.
And I think we all need that. And that's what I wanted. That's basically, I think, what I'm not maybe articulating very well is what I want every, at least moms. The kids, I think they need a conversation with their parents too. But I think as parents, we need to start working through our emotional, you know, pain and suffering. Because I know my friends, we were all anxious. Just, but.
Because you're from Florida.
I'm from Florida. That was very close to home. But, you know, I honestly, I felt this way. The only time after Vegas, you remember the Vegas
yes.
shooting? I was scared because I didn't. I shut off the TV fairly quickly, shut off the news. And I remember thinking to myself, oh my gosh, I'm desensitized. You know, like I've gotten so used to it. And I will say, if there's anything I can be grateful for about what happened, was it broke me wide open again. Like, no, you can't be desensitized. You know, you've got to feel, you've got to let yourself feel. So, big hugs to everyone.
Absolutely.
We all just need to take care of ourselves. So, but I've been anxious between that happening. The launch was wonderful. I was not anxious about that. My son, oldest son, started driving.
A nice truck, and this thing is huge.
It's huge. It's safe.
We're not in the truck, but like I'm looking at it right now. When I pulled up, I was like, is that Thomas's truck? Like, the thing is huge.
Yeah. And I'm happy.
And he worked for it.
He worked for it. He worked for his dad, and I contributed very little. He barely would let me contribute at all. So,
You got a man growing up.
I'll reserve comment on that. But yeah, so the anxiety of having your first driver, which is kind of this weird moment. Because it's like, literally, the school's 5 minutes away, but the anxiety of them driving, you know, it's my life too. They're together, you know. So I have a little bit of anxiety there, and then I've got some stuff going on with one of my other kids at school. She's involved in some drama, which I'm not going to get into.
No.
I will tell that story one day.
One day. let's go season finale, season two.
Excuse me. But anytime your kid's involved in, you know, girl drama, it's anxious.
We said this before. Girls are the worst.
Oh my God.
The absolute worst.
And so are some parents. I'm sorry. I'm going to call it out. If a teacher calls me or emails me or contacts me to imply, hint, anyone an authority figure of my children calls to say something about my kids, I'm damn sure going to have a conversation with my kids.
Absolutely.
And I'm probably going to err on the side that the adult speaking to me is offering this information to me to be the best parent I could be. And I think parents who are like, no, my kid's perfect and they didn't do anything wrong and deny, and you know, I'm going to sue the school, or I'm going to yell at the teacher, or I'm going to, you know, pull the kid from the gym. This is my podcast. I can say what I want. Sue
Absolutely.
Me. Parent, like, so litigious society. Like, no, just freaking sit down with your kid. No one's perfect. All children make mistakes.
Yeah.
Parent them through it, but acknowledge the mistake. No one's kid is perfect. That's as much as I'm going to say about that.
Hashtag it all starts with a conversation.
Yay, we got it in.
There we go.
Organic.
Question.
Yes.
Do you believe in angels?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So, I'm going to tell you about my day.
Okay.
So, I woke up. Have you ever woke up in, like, just like a funk? You don't know why you're in this funk, but, like, you just, like, woke up and, like, everything is just, like, gloomy. And
have we met? Yes.
For some reason, this morning, I had, like, I woke up in like a funk. I was just like, I was not feeling it today. What made everything like, what topped it off was I couldn't log into my bank account. And so like, I couldn't find out like how much money. And so like, I'm just like calling the bank and I'm just like cursing them out and all this stuff. And I was at work and I was just like, blah. But then every customer that I came in contact with was, I don't know, they were just so awesome to me. Like, aww. I know. And like, in my store, like, it happens. It doesn't happen that often. And it's definitely not every single customer, but every customer that came up to me was like, I don't know. They were just so awesome. They were like, hey, what's your name? And I was like, Marcus. And if you need anything, just let me know. I got you. And I don't know. So like each customer like made that like a little better.
It like raised your vibration.
It did. And then the last customer that I like really talked to, this is when I really was like, these are angels like looking out for me. I was turning a corner and it was like she was waiting for me to turn the corner. She looked at me and she was like, hey, how are you? And I was like, I'm good. How are you? Are you finding everything okay? And she was like, yeah, yes, I am. Thank you. You have a beautiful smile. And I was like,
you do.
Well, thank you. And like, I don't know, like that's when like, it like hit me. It was like a light bulb that was like he is sending you angels.
Yeah.
After that realization, I was like, Marcus, everything is going to be okay. Whatever it is, like, I don't know what it is. Whatever it is, it's going to be okay. And I was like,
wow, good for you.
There we go. And like, it felt good. And like, I was talking to my Cody and like, I don't know, I just started tearing up, like telling him that whole story. And I was like, bruh. Everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
So like, I felt good. So February 20th, I had my angels. My angels came and saw me and they told me.
I believe.
Everything's going to be okay.
Yeah. I from a very young age have felt, labels, you know, different cultures call different things.
Yeah.
Different names. So, but I believe in so much that I can't see with my eyes. I think we have senses we don't even know about yet. Dimensions that we haven't even figured out.
I believe that.
And I had a brother who passed away when I was very young. My father's passed away. And, you know, my mother was one of 12.
12.
So I've had a few family members pass away. And, you know, I feel their presence, you know, when I need it. And so to me, I do believe in angels. And I've also seen and experienced things that I can't explain. So, you know, a few years ago, I really worked hard on changing my belief system to being open to everything versus being so sure of everything. Basically, what you came to realize today took me a much longer time to realize it, which is everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
You know, and God or spirit or whatever name that you give wants us to be happy.
Yeah.
I believe that. So
it was, it felt good to like realize it.
Yay.
And like, of course, like after I started crying, my head was hurting. I was like,
but see, that to me, you know, kind of tying it back to our earlier conversation, like when you said you were in a funk and you don't know it. Sometimes to me, and this is just my theory, my opinion, that's a subconscious. That's it's not your reality, what's going on in your world right then and there. You don't know why you're in a funk. You don't know, you know, why the emotions you're feeling are the reasons what the reasons are. And that's what I was saying about the trauma. I think a lot of us have that and we're not consciously aware of it. Like we have suffered trauma. That's a thing. And we've suffered it repeatedly. And, you know, I think we need a good hug. We need a good cry.
Yes.
As a country, like
a
instead
countrywide
of.
Countrywide hug.
Yeah.
Starting right here, right now.
On Cheer Bomb.
Right here, right now.
But that's what I'm saying. That's something I'm not seeing out in the media or anything. It's like, not what divides us. What do we have in common? And, you know, from my perspective is we all need a big ass hug.
Yes.
So, big ass hug from us to you. All right. So that takes us right into our dear Marcus and Marisol. And by the way, guys, keep sending them to us.
Yes.
I took a long pause on that one. I'll explain why after we read this. So, here's dear Marcus and Marisol.
Dear Marcus and Marisol, I wanted to thank you for your podcast. It's been fun listening to you two talk about life and cheerleading. I decided to write you because I really don't have anyone else to talk to about my problem. I'm in love and it's the worst. He's an amazing tumbler and he's my everything. We've been friends for years, but this year it became a little something more. We are not on the same team, but we practice at the same time, at the same gym. Here's the problem. He won't make the first move. We talk, Snapchat, text all the time, and I know in my core, he feels something more than friendship, but he won't say anything. I catch him staring at me during practice, and my friends notice a change in us, but here I am the day after Valentine's Day, just miserable. What can I say or do to make him acknowledge his feelings? Signed, Flipping Out for Love. Girl, let me tell you, you are preaching to the choir. You have no idea.
Well, the reason I took that long pause was up until now, I feel like I've had advice to give. And this one stumped me. This one, I texted a friend of mine. I'm like, I am not equipped to give relationship advice. I am 0 for 100 here. So as Lola says, you're a single Pringle. I'm like, yes, I am.
Victoria.
That's her nickname for me, single Pringle. So I was really like, when I read this and it said, you know, obviously it was what, the day after
Valentine's Day. I was about to say Thanksgiving, which is normally my Valentine's Day. That's when I feel the love.
But I had to contact, I actually reached out to, I produce another podcast, and it's actually, I'm not the host of it. I'm the producer, but it's a parenting podcast.
A woman of many hats.
Many, many hats. And the therapist that's the host for that podcast, I reached out. You know, I'm like,
really?
Yeah. I'm like, cause I take these, you know, I want to give the best advice.
Absolutely.
That I'm capable of. And like I said, relationships, I could write a book on what not to do, but, successfully not. So I reached out to a few friends cause I was out of my comfort zone and, I couldn't even think of giving them advice as like what I would give advice I would give my daughters.
Yeah.
Because I have a 16-year-old. She has a boyfriend for the first time. Yes, Miss Heather has a boyfriend. And when we were starting down this process, any advice I offered or gave was like, according to her, I don't understand. It was wrong. So I feel really handicapped giving this advice.
Going back to flipping out for love.
Flipping out for love. The best advice that was given to me to give to her was to be true to herself, to be authentic with herself.
Absolutely.
She can't control
mm-hmm.
the other person's behavior, actions, or feelings. And we don't know. We don't know what the dynamics is. He could be staring at her, being like, what's wrong with her?
Yeah. Hopefully he's not. I doubt he is.
Or it could be he's in love with you and hasn't, you know. These adolescents who are starting to date, they remind me of Bambi. You know, like Bambi when the baby's born and can barely walk.
Yes.
You don't know how to date. Like, no offense. but you know, you're learning. That's the whole process. That's what growing into an adult is like. So when that advice was given to me, it resonated of, you know, for her is be true to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why you have to wait for him.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's 2018, boo-boo. Put on your good practice wear. give him a couple hair flips and let him know what it is. Just like it's 2018. Like,
go for the goal.
Go for it. Like,
nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Yeah, go ask him. Just see. Be like, hey, bruh, want to go to a movie, get some ice cream? And it doesn't even have to be like a romantic thing. We can like lead into that. But like, let's just start out by chilling. Let's just hang out.
Because I think and I could be wrong and it could be totally different based on where people are from. And but I feel like the first couple boyfriends or girlfriends or going out or the different terminology, which I just learned this year, is very different than anything I am like.
that's another episode.
is very slow. You would think with all this, you know, the social media and the snapping that things would go faster. And maybe it does for some people, but it feels very slow. And, you know, I'm blessed with boy-girl twins. And I think God gave me
the best of both worlds.
Well, I think God gave me the boy-girl twins to question everything that I've ever been taught and believed. And having both of them at the same time, I felt for my son in this whole dating world because he has to be we're conditioned to believe that the
dude is going to be the one to make the first move.
And that's so freaking nerve-wracking in the beginning. I mean, you know, I'm in a different perspective. I'm in my 40s, so it's a bit different, but
I'm going for it.
It's not like I date men in my 40s. But anyway, that's for another episode as well. I don't actually date that often. As Lola says, I am a single Pringle.
A single Pringle.
I'm in my jammies right now. Waiting for this podcast to be over to go to bed. But
your Olaf jammies?
My Olaf jammies. I took a 105 hot yoga class before you came. I'm ready. I'm ready. but watching my son having to be the one to initiate you know, and deal with rejection. That's what the boys have to deal with. Now, mind you, I can go on the other extreme because the girls are going to have a lifetime of trying to figure out what boys and men are thinking or feeling. That's a whole that you need to look under relationships for a different podcast because I can't offer advice on that. But for her is I'm not the type to sit back and wait. Which again, I'm single, so weigh this advice. And I'm not saying you have to be overt or anything, but maybe he's just scared.
Yeah, maybe he's a little nervous. So just like make him feel comfortable.
Or give him a space where he knows it's safe.
Yes.
That, you know, he's not going to be horribly rejected.
Now, don't get crazy.
Yes, don't get crazy.
But
what do you think about dating in the same gym, though? Has that is I. We should get someone on the podcast who has dated someone on,
or not. Okay, the way I feel, dating someone. Okay, they're not on the same team, so that's a good. That's good. If they were on the same team, that's like business partners dating, and.
I just thought of you and made a face. Sorry. No,
yeah, guys. Yes, she did. But
not for those reasons.
But and it's just drama because, like, you are young and, like, sometimes it doesn't always.
Have you seen that in, like, when you were a cheerleader or at the gym as a coach? Yes. Really? Yes.
It was drama, girl. It was drama.
Really? I bet. Yeah. I could imagine. See, Lola's been in the itty bitties group. Yeah. Yeah. So I haven't experienced anything like this yet.
Yeah. So, No, I wouldn't recommend dating anyone on your team.
Do they like tumble into each other in a fight or something?
On purpose. It's like, he was coming for me. No, she was coming for me.
Drop her on the floor.
Oh, goodness. Drama. I'll tell you that. But just make him feel comfortable. And yes, it is 2018. So like.
Okay. So I'm going to end this with the best advice though that I got, which isn't going to specifically answer flipping for love. Did I say it right?
Yes. Flipping out for love.
Flipping out for love. It might not answer her specific question, which I apologize. But when it comes to relationship, this therapist gave me this advice and I thought it was a beautiful thing, was don't venture into a relationship until you love yourself enough that no one's going to treat you any thing less than you would treat yourself. Like, whatever standards you have for yourself is what you invite into a relationship. So if you don't necessarily feel great about yourself, you will invite someone in your life who's going to validate that.
Absolutely. For you.
So just remember, love yourself and everything will be okay.
Amen. So, that was beautiful.
All right. And now, interview number 5.
Nicole Stevenson. Yes. She started at World Cup All-Stars. She was a shooting star. And then she was...
You're looking at me like, you know this.
You know this.
I've seen the shooting star videos. Yes.
And she was on Top Gun Large Co-Ed. And
yes, she was.
She's a big deal. She was awesome. I loved watching
her story. What I loved about having her on the podcast was we talk about aging out.
Yes.
And well, you know what? Why don't we just pop it in here so that they can
Ready,
listen to it?
Set, go.
And welcome, Nicole Stevenson.
How are you, Nicole?
I'm good. How are you guys?
It's so good.
Oh, well, thank you so much. You are actually one of our first fan picks. So someone tagged us and asked us specifically to get you on the podcast. So thank you. Thank you so much for coming.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Well, what we started to talk about a little bit before we hit record was one of the things... So, you know, one of the fun things I think about this, about hosting this podcast is we get to do a little Instagram stalking.
Yeah.
And what became obvious is, A, your love for cheerleading, and two, that you just went through, I mean, the way I would describe it is a milestone. I don't know if milestone is the right word, but you retired and you aged out from competitive cheerleading.
Right.
And as much as we all love the sport, some of us don't make it. Some of us don't make it that far. So congratulations, whether it be like injury or whatever, like you made it. So congratulations.
Thank you.
There's so many girls out there that I think they would just be so interested in hearing what that felt like. Like we'll rehash and we'll start from the beginning. About like when, how you started, where you started.
Okay.
But we also wanted to touch base on that a little bit. So, why don't we start with how old were you when you started cheering?
I started cheerleading when I was 9, but it was only like an after school activity. So it was a little Pop Warner high school cheerleading team, not high school cheerleading team, cause I was 9, like a elementary school cheerleading team that was really like rinky dink and just kind of fun.
Nice. And then what was your first like all-star gym?
My first all-star gym, it was actually that cheer team, that little school cheerleading team, that took 5 girls to compete as a stunt group competition. And then after we started competing as just a little stunt group, everyone else on the team quit. And so they were like, all right, with these 5 girls, let's just make an all-star team. And so that was my first all-star team. And I was like 10, 11.
Cool. Well, I mean, that's one of the questions we had was, cause you've traveled, where was it, Marcus, that you noted?
From World Cup. And then you went to Miami with Top Gun.
Yep. So after I was on that first all-star team, I started like looking into what it was being an all-star cheerleader and becoming obsessed over tumbling. And people like Kiara Nolan really stood out to me.
Oh, my goodness.
You know,
love
she
her.
Was probably like my 10-year-old idol. So I was like, I need to be just like her. So I was 11 and I got my full and my tumbling just picked up really quick. And my mom was like, we can't stay here. We can't be on this level 2 team. So she took me to World Cup. And after my first year at World Cup, I made shooting stars.
I have to interrupt you. So your mom noticed your tumbling went off the charts and your mom was the one that helped initiate the decision to move. Cause I find that fascinating. Cause I was asked, tell me more about that. Like how old you are, what's the conversation like, you know, that's a huge decision and it's not unique in this industry. So I find it fascinating. My daughter's listening right now, probably taking a map and making future plans for us. But tell us about that. How does a family come to a big decision like that?
Yeah, I mean, I was only 11 years old and I was throwing fulls on this team full of, you know, standing handsprings and people like just getting their feet in the water when it comes to tumbling. And I was just so obsessed with it and constantly wanting to learn and grow. And I was doing doubles on like the tumble track and stuff like that. And I was so young and little. And we actually had a coach who was on shooting stars at the time on that little all-star team. And so we just knew about World Cup through that coach. And since we're like, well, she's on the best in the world, let's get Nicole there. And my mom was like, let's just go, let's try it. But it was a lot in the beginning because it's far from us. It's in a different state. So it's toll money. It's a lot of gas. But we kind of just went in, kind of just tried it. And it ended up paying off.
I mean, shout out to your mom.
For real though.
Right?
How far
She's
did
the real
you,
MVP.
How far did you guys travel like per week?
It's about an hour 15.
That's a constant question we get is, you know, what's the, there was a spike there. What's the deciding, where does a parent make that call and decision? Because sometimes I think it might be made prematurely or maybe not necessarily because a coach or the child deems it. So it's interesting. We've brought it up to other guests too, but yours definitely sounds like the fairy tale version of the move. So tell us
about the
different coaching styles. Did you see a wide range from the different gyms you've been at?
Absolutely. The coaching style at Top Gun is completely different from World Cup, especially being on like their two major teams. I was on Shooting Stars at World Cup for my majority over there for 4 years. And at Top Gun, my only time at the gym, I was on large co-ed. So they're two like big teams that are
insane divisions.
You're probably feeling the most pressure on these teams. So the coaching styles are very like, you
intense.
Can feel it.
I believe it. I believe that wholeheartedly.
I love how polite she is there.
She is.
That's awesome. Well, you know, leading back to your social media. So we do a little social media stalking on you. And again, you notice how much you love the sport. Your throwbacks are, you know, obvious that you've aged out. And then that had some emotion behind it, aging out of a sport that you're obviously so gifted at and a big part of. What was that like? What's the good, the bad, and the ugly about this whole process?
So being my last year, I was on large co-ed. It's like when I was on Shooting Stars, I got 2 seconds at Worlds and 2/3. And like I go to Top Gun and end up getting second place at Worlds. But it was very like she went over there, and this is like the talk on social media. She went over there to win and she didn't win and stuff like that. Meanwhile, like that whole experience being on Top Gun was very like I learned kind of like the point of cheerleading, and that was a good way to kind of age out of it, because I kind of went out with loving the experience more than I did wanting to win something so big. You know what I mean? So that kind of just took a toll on the rest of my life. And I carried that with me forever. Well, until now, obviously, but I carried that with me. It's just kind of like, love the experience of what you're in right now.
Oh, I'm like, I literally got chills. That was beautiful.
Literally, as you were speaking, he was showing me his arm with goosebumps.
Like, that was beautiful. Like, loving the experience more than loving winning.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what it's all about, man.
Yeah, family. That's team. Love your teams. Love your coaches. It's really like, Top Gun definitely taught me a lot. And then World Cup, too. World Cup helped me grow as a person. So I'm very grateful to those programs.
I think that's beautiful. I don't know exactly what the numbers are. I don't know what percentage of the cheerleaders get to the point that you got to. But what I can surmise as a mother in this world is that it's not a lot. And so those other girls, all those other girls out there listening to this podcast who might not make it to a majors event, that's a huge, huge truth. They're mm-hmm. doing it for the love. And so I think that's beautiful.
Thank you.
I want to know, like, what was your deciding factor with leaving World Cup and actually, like, going down to Miami and saying, like, I want to do this?
Can I just interrupt? Anyone should go to Miami if they could go to Miami. I'm from Miami, hashtag 305.
Oh, yes. I was a senior on Shooting Stars, and I had been there for 4 years. I started on Shooting Stars when I was only 13. So it was like, all right, I'm going to college. Do I want to super senior on Stars and stay local, or do I kind of want to go all out? And being on large co-ed was, even when I was on Shooting Stars, a dream of mine. I used to be in the pyramid and like bracing another girl flying, and we'd look at each other and be like, do this for TGLC, because we were just their biggest fans and we loved them so much. Literally in the middle of a competition, like performing. But yeah, so it was just something I really wanted to do. And since I had the opportunity to super senior and go anywhere I wanted to, being my first year in college, I chose Top Gun, and Coach Victor really made it work for me. He's amazing.
Go big or go home.
Right.
So another thing I noticed in your social media is you host clinics here and there. You do modeling, and it seems to me from your social media, found a way to do some to monetize your talent, which I think is, by the way, fantastic. I'm not sure if there are rules with athletes or not. But I think you guys are rock stars, and the schedules that you put in are amazing. So I'm wondering, you know.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. One of the things, if you're paying attention to the Instagram of cheerleading, like the feeds most commonly, you see a lot of advertising. And I'm wondering, how did you navigate that? What advice would you give these little girls who are constantly being asked to, you know, do this or do that? What lessons have you learned?
So, I'm sorry, what was it from using social media? What lessons have I learned from, like, marketing?
Or just, yeah, monetizing your talent or getting...
That's a good question. I guess when I was in Florida, I was living with Gabby Butler for a little bit. Mm. And her parents and her in general, they do such a great job that, you know, she's such a humble person and such a beautiful person. And they do a great job that, like, what can we do? What does Gabby want to do for people and stuff like that? And she's just constantly growing on social media as well, too. And it works out for her. So that was kind of like, she was always giving me advice on how to do things for others that would better myself. So that's what I kind of used.
Girl, you are crushing it with the advice of this podcast. Wow. And by the way, if you could hook us up with Gabby Butler, we would not mind.
Oh, absolutely.
So let's take it back to your first day at a competitive cheerleading gym. That first day, that little girl. The you of today, going back to that little girl, what would you whisper in her ear?
Oh God. I'd probably whisper what Coach Kristen of Top Gun Large Coed said to all of us. And she said at the first day of our practice, she was like, don't blink because it is over before you know it. It goes by so fast, 5 years. So don't blink, take every moment in. Don't take advantage of anything, any losses, you know, just kind of really enjoy the moment. Cause definitely something I did was a second place, second time in a row, I was like, this isn't okay. And it definitely was. It was the best ever, you know?
Yeah, because every moment you've had led you to who you are today. And, you know,
yeah,
just from,
exactly.
Yeah, from this 12-minute interview, I'm impressed by you. So, you know, congratulations.
Thank you. I wish I would have taken advantage of so many more of those moments. So, definitely that.
Okay, so now we're going to start our rapid fire section. I'm just gonna ask you a bunch of questions, and I want to hear the first thing that pops to your head.
All right, cool.
Okay. So, what's your favorite movie?
Zootopia. Right now.
Absolutely. What's your favorite competition?
NCA.
What's your favorite tumbling pass?
Full whip, layout, step out, through to whip double.
Oh. What's your favorite fruit?
Fruit or food?
Let's go food.
Food, pizza. I think I'm 95% pizza.
I have some in my car right now. What's your favorite book?
I really like If I Stay by Gail Forman.
What TV show are you watching right now?
I'm binging Stranger Things for the third time.
Third time. And what are you grateful for?
Definitely my family, not even just my intermediate family, but my cheerleading families. Definitely.
Absolutely. That was beautiful.
Nicole, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It was
thank
an
you
honor.
Guys. You're
it was
the sweetest.
A pleasure.
Thank you.
So that was our interview with
Nicole.
Yay.
She was so, oh my goodness. I loved having her. I loved listening to her. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to say it again. I teared up.
Yeah. She made me have feelings during her interview. Like I had feelings that she was lovely. And, I'm so grateful for her. She was a fan favorite. Like it
yes.
was one of the ones.
People asked for her, and I'm so glad that they did.
Yeah, I thought her message was excellent. And the whole discussing moving and,
yeah.
her dear mom was lovely. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Nicole. It was awesome. You're beautiful.
So what do we have going on? So we have March challenge is starting.
Yes.
Yay!
We're going green in March.
We're going green in March. Continuing on our positivity content, we decided to do a little love to
Mother Earth.
Oh, and again, this isn't being it. We're not trying to be political or anything. We're literally just trying to make life a little bit better for all of us. And, Earth is a living, breathing thing.
Yes.
Flowers, trees, the seasons. Me personally, I believe it's a gift that was given to us.
Yes.
And I think a misnomer that comes about being green or being environmentally aware is that you have to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
Or that you have to change everything about your customs. And that's not true. Like, excuse me. The way I think of it, what works for me, because I can't, it's progress, not perfection.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it was, oh, crap. I sure order a lot of Amazon every month. I get a lot of boxes. I get a lot of packaging. And my carbon footprint is really big.
Yeah.
So how, what, so my question is, what can I do, me personally, to lower my personal carbon mm-hmm. footprint? I drive a Prius. See that straw right there?
Reusable.
I have a reusable straw that which I'm thinking would be a great promo item for Cheerbomb. But
don't look at my straw, my plastic straw.
I did plastic straw. I just bought that straw today. But
really?
I've always done plastic straw. I tend to get a juice smoothie a couple times a week at Tidal Creek here locally.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the plastic straws and then the other straws, the ones that, I don't know what their names are. They're environmentally friendlier than plastic.
Really?
But I can't use them. The texture of those straws just I don't like it.
I feel it.
So I bought this straw. And then today I, stopped at Starbucks and got a drink and went into the bathroom and washed my reusable straw with, Gen X water. That's an inside joke for Wilmingtonians. That's Wilmingtonians. And I reused the straw in my Starbucks. So it's a little thing.
Yeah.
I didn't use two straws today.
Yeah.
I'm not, burning up the world, but it's two little things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what my goal is, or our goal is with
yes.
this challenge. It's, we're not asking you to, dress and give up plastic. We just want to frame the conversation. What can you do? What little thing can you do
to help Miss Planet Earth?
Just to help the world. So that's our challenge. So we'll be throwing out a couple things here and there on social media.
Yes.
Just little tidbits of facts that maybe we're not all aware of and ways that we can maybe help. The emoji keyboard, Marcus.
Yes.
I need it to get to number one. I don't.
It will. But speaking I feel it. My angels told me everything was going to be okay. So,
so everyone, let's get it to number one. I think the two that we were competing with was ad blocker.
Yes.
And something else. I don't remember.
But it was like something different when I last checked it.
When we dropped to number nine, I stopped looking.
Oh, really? Oh, I last looked at number five.
Okay. We narrowed nine. It was today. So, and we're not running too many promotions or anything.
No.
So I'm fine with that. But this weekend at NCA, we're going to have a hashtag. We're going to have so we're taping this on Tuesday. The podcast goes up on Friday. And so this might not be, what actually happens, but what we're leaning towards is having fun this weekend with giveaways, swag giveaways, and combining that with the emoji keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're thinking of doing, what is that called? A wheel?
Like the wheel.
Like a wheel.
Fortune.
Like a wheel of fortune kind of thing. A cheer bomb wheel with the different swag. Is that the right use of the word? Promotional items.
Yes.
That we have with our logo. And in the hour, maybe do, if you hashtag us, if you've downloaded the emoji and send us a screenshot, whatever way we figure out how to do this, you get to win whatever gets hit on the wheel. It could be a pen. It could be a shirt.
Yeah.
You don't know.
It could be the emoji keyboard.
It could be the emoji keyboard.
It could be bath bomb.
A pop socket.
Ooh.
But we just want to have fun and we want to engage. So, and then we reached out to the whole cheerleading world and said, hey, if you want to, really promote, contact us, DM us and, get a full swag bag, for NCA promotion.
Yes.
So, but really, I just want us to get number one. I want not me, not Cheerbomb, not Marcus and Marisol, the cheerleading industry.
Yes.
So that we can say, why don't we have a cheer emoji
yeah.
in the Apple keyboard?
Get us on top, y'all.
So get us on top. And that is all. And then I have to do a special shout out to Aaron Fennell. Oh, I don't know. Am I allowed to do that?
Sure. It's your podcast.
Well, no, he could sue me.
Really?
No.
Aaron's not going to sue me.
I'm like, I'm so worried about being sued right now. So I'm not the social guru. I'm 44. I'm in a different world than
Marcus does social media for the most part. Marisol has been doing awesome. I do social media for the most part.
I feel good about Instagram. I don't pay attention.
Awesome on Instagram.
Yeah, I don't pay attention to Facebook. Basically, we just put what we put on Instagram on Facebook. But Snapchat, that's all you. That is all you. I was logged into our Snapchat.
Which is why I was logged out of our Snapchat.
Well, you were coaching, so.
Okay, you're right, you're right.
You were coaching, so I'm on the Snapchat, and I see his Snapchat, and he has earbuds in, and he's, like, listening to Cheer Bob podcast in class.
When was this?
This was tonight.
Tonight.
And I was like, I love it. Every time I see when someone sends us a message, an Insta story, I see our hashtag, I get happy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Instantly screenshot it because that's what I'm used to do.
Yeah.
My kids, all three are like, oh my God, you do not do that. You do not screenshot on Snapchat. Do you not understand what you did? That looks so bad. So I instantly chatted him back up. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I know you're not supposed to screenshot. And I just got really excited.
And Aaron's a friend of mine. So he was fine. I'm sure he was fine with it.
He was super sweet. He's like, he's loving the podcast. So that was all he needed to hear.
So thanks, Aaron.
So I'm going to end this quote this week's with the quote. And I just thought, based on Nicole's interview, also everything we discussed on the podcast today, that this would be a good one to go out with. It's a short one. It's from Oprah Winfrey. And it is, where there is no struggle, there is no strength. So.
That's beautiful.
Think on that a little bit.
The big O.
The big O. Good luck. Good luck, girls.
Yes.
Boys. Parents. Everyone,
safe travels to Dallas this weekend.
Safe travels. Have fun.
That is number one. Have fun.
Have
love
fun.
What you do.
Like Nicole said, it goes by in a minute.
Don't blink.
Enjoy.
Do
it.
Not blink.
So,
Kristen Rosario.
Thank you, guys. We will see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
This is Sean, the producer guy, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Cheer Bomb podcast. And be sure to download the Cheer Bomb emoji keyboard from the Google Play Store or the Apple Store. And if you'd like to be part of the podcast or sponsor the podcast, email Marcus and Marisol at officialcheerbomb@gmail.com. We'll see you next time.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.